जय श्री राधे, जय निताय, जय गौर, जय श्री राधे। समस्त सकल के राधे राधे जानिए। अधोकार दिने
सेइंग राधे राधे टू एवरीवन। Today we continue with hearing Bhramar Gita. Radharani, Srimati Radha Thakurani, she is overwhelmed in separation from Krishna, and she is absorbed in Chitra Jalpa, seeing Uddhav. She is chastising blackish bumblebee. Srimati Radharaniju sees Krishna in whole creation. Internally, she is thinking of Krishna all the time. So in which kingdom of emotions Srimati Radharani is entering, being so overwhelmed? She is expressing that through chastising the bumblebee. Sometimes, as if Srimati Radharani is not aware what she is saying, sometimes as if she herself is not aware of it. She is saying, "O bumblebee, why are you constantly speaking to us about that cheater Krishna? We don't want to hear katha about that cheater Krishna." Look, Srimati Radharaniju, she is saying, "I don't want to hear about that cheater Krishna," but still, at the same time, she is speaking about Krishna herself. That's very special. We can see that if someone loves another person, even if they are angry upon them, still they speak about them. For some or other reason, they would speak about them. Srimati Radharaniju, she is again and again expressing transcendental anger towards Krishna, but still she keeps speaking about him. And Srimati Radharani, as well as her own sakis, day and night, 24 hours, they are remembering Sri Krishna. They keep speaking about Krishna. What kind of sweetness, what kind of nectar is there related to Sri Krishna? No one can express that properly. Shravanam Mangalam. That hearing about Sri Krishna is so auspicious. Just speaking about him, immediately everything becomes auspicious. As soon as we start speaking all auspiciousness come. Regardless of if we understand it or not, immediately all auspiciousness would come. If there is a medicine, it would work regardless of that if we understand how it works or we don't understand. So this katha about Sri Krishna is supremely auspicious, regardless of that, if someone understands how it works or understands that katha or not. It's so secret, it's so deep. Shastra is saying, if in this Kali Yuga we hear about Sri Krishna, if we speak Krishna Katha, if we remember Krishna Katha, that such a person would be able to reach Bhagavat Dham. It means the abode of the Supreme Lord. There is no doubt about it. There is such a supreme divine Shakti, power in Krishna Katha, that Krishna himself is not aware about it. We can see when in Shivrajadam Krishna was small, he would kill Trinavarta, and the demon in the form of the cart, etc. demons. Shrimati Yashoda Maya, she would take Sri Krishna to Goshala, to Brahmanas, and what she would do? She would bathe him and put the tilak upon him, chanting Lord Narayan's names. A small Krishna, he would think, look, I am personally present here, but she is purifying me by putting tilak on my limbs, chanting my names. When she puts tilak, she is chanting my names. So the Lord himself, he is not aware how much power is there in his name. Now we are going to give example. It would be good for us, isn't it? In Treta Yuga, in order to save Mother Janaki or Sita Devi, a bridge was built in the ocean. So all the friends, companions of Hanumanji, all the monkeys, they would rewrite the name of Lord Ram on the big stones, and they would put them in the ocean and the stones would float. So these Ram Bhaktas, Hanuman monkeys, they would write the name Ram, Lord Ram's name, they would write on the top of those very heavy stones. And the stones, as they would put them inside the ocean, they would float. Lord Ramachandra, he was thinking, this is some magic, some magician work is included there. He himself was in doubt. How is it possible that the stones are floating? The one whose name is written on those stones, he himself had about doubt. How is it possible? Lord Ram was thinking, I'm seeing some amazing thing in front of me. These very heavy stones are floating in the ocean. Ramachandra left a little further where there were no Hanuman monkeys, so he himself wrote on one big stone his own name, Ram. And when he have put that stone in the ocean, that stone simply have sinked in the ocean. He was amazed. He was thinking, my bhaktas, Hanuman monkeys, are writing my name on the stones, and the stones are floating in the ocean. But when I'm doing the same thing, I write my own name, I put it in the ocean, the stones are sinking. So the Lord himself, he is not aware of the power of his own name. Small Shri Krishna, when he was in some danger, so when Vrajavasis would wish to save him, when he was saved afterwards, they would say, Lord Narayan himself, he has saved him. So Shri Krishna would say, oh, this is so amazing. You see, they are putting the Lord's name, my own name, they are putting as a tilak on myself to protect me. That's so amazing. So the Shastra is saying that more powerful than the Nami, the source of the name, is name, Nam itself. Vasudevji and other of our acharyas, they're all saying that more powerful, more glorious than the Lord, the source of the name, Nami himself, more powerful is his own name, Nam. When Lord Ram's bhaktas, Hanuman monkeys, would write his name on the stone would float in the ocean. Although the Lord himself, Lord Ram, did the same thing. He would write his own name on the stones, but those stones couldn't float. They would sink. So the Lord himself is not aware of the power of his own name. So he possesses, the Supreme Lord possesses so many powers, and although he is the Supreme Lord, he himself is not aware of his own power. This is example of his holy name, that the Lord himself, he is not aware of the power of his own name. So in the same way now, in this example, we see Lord Ramachandra being shy. He just simply sat aside and he was watching what amazing situation is happening in front of him. Hanuman monkeys continued writing the name of the Lord Ram on these huge heavy stones, and they would keep them in the ocean. The stones were flowing in the ocean and creating the bridge. So the gopis, Srimati Radharani, constantly, internally, they remember the Lord, they worship him, do his arati, glorify him. So Shravanam Mangalam, just about upon hearing the Lord's katha, immediately all auspiciousness is coming. That's it. That's its amazing power.
Tara
In separation from Krishna, Vrajavasis and especially Vrajagopis, they would leave their bodies immediately in their great separation from Sri Krishna. But what kept them alive was Krishna Katha, speaking, remembering, hearing that Krishna Katha. What our Kanai did, what amazing deed he accomplished. So in this way, they would, upon witnessing these leelas, amazing leelas of Sri Krishna, they would remember those leelas, speak about them, hear them. So these Krishna's leelas were their own life. They were giving life to them. And they would gain peace upon hearing Krishna Katha. These Vrajavasis, Vrajagopis, because of this, they wouldn't give up their bodies. Vrajagopis, Vrajagopis, Srimati Radharani. Even in these hardest moments for them, they would remember Krishna Katha, and that would keep them alive. That's their speciality. How amazing! It's not possible to understand this. But getting Radharani's mercy, getting the mercy of real guru, real sadhus, a little bit we would be able to understand. And whatever little enters our mind, heart, our lives would become auspicious and successful. We are sitting on our own, hearing Krishna Katha, and what would happen is that the tears would come from our eyes. Ourselves, we are not able to understand how is it happening. The ocean of purest love for Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna left with Sri Radharani. She is the goddess qualified to possess this purest ocean of love for Krishna. Srimati Radha Thakurani, she is saying, O bumblebee, don't speak Katha about that debauchee and cheater Sri Krishna to us. He is the cheater, Radharani is telling to Bumblebee, and you yourself as a cheater too. Bumblebee is thinking, why I am a cheater? So Radharani is speaking in such a way to Bumblebee. And Uddhavji, he is hearing, and by now he is remaining completely speechless. He is not able to utter even a word. So these Vrajagopis are completely absorbed in purest love for Sri Krishna. And Uddhavji was thinking, such a kind of purest love is not visible, is not seen in anyone else. So Srimati Radharani is further speaking to Bumblebee. So Srimati Radharani is saying, what you do is just completely natural thing. You're a bumblebee. And Bumblebee is asking, yes, tell me. And then Srimati Radharani continues speaking and she says, you are finding a beautiful, fragrant flower. You're entering into it and you're relishing its nectar. Relishing its pollen, its sweetness. And when you eat it all, then you leave that flower. You're considering, I enjoyed all the nectar of this flower, and you simply leave it. So your friend Shri Krishna is the same as you. He was enjoying us, and then he has left us. So both of you are the same, Srimati Radharani is saying. He is a cheater and you are a cheater as well. Go away from here. Don't speak to me. Srimati Radharani is saying, oh Bumblebee, you must be thinking that Lakshmi Devi, the goddess of Vaikuntha, the goddess of all opulence, she has come to Vraja and that she must be very clever, very intelligent. But in our vision, she is very simple. And she is actually not very intelligent. She is not intelligent at all. Srimati Lakshmi Devi is known as the one that possesses all the forests of lotus flowers. So although she is the goddess of all the forests of lotus flowers, although she is such a goddess possessing all the forests of lotus flowers, she did such a thing that she came here to worship two lotus feet of Shri Krishna. In our vision, she is not possessing any intelligence. She came to Vraja, to Belvan, and she is performing tapasya, sometimes eating, sometimes not eating. She is performing such austerities. Srimati Lakshmi Devi, she was attracted to those four special qualities of Shri Krishna. Four transcendental sweetnesses that even Lord Narayan doesn't possess. The sweetness of his leela, his flute, his pastimes, and his beauty. So leaving Vaikuntha, she came to Vraja, and there, on the banks of Mother Yamuna, sometimes eating, sometimes not eating, she's performing tapasya, she's performing austerities in order to reach Shri Krishna. This Lakshmi Devi, Srimati Radharani, is saying she possesses so many good qualities. But in our vision, she is not intelligent. Srimati Radharani is instructing Bumblebee. You should give up a friendship with your friend, the cheater. because you are simply an insect. Although you are doing such a thing like enjoying the nectar of the flowers and you are leaving those flowers, what you can do? You are simply an insect. You are taking the nectar of the flowers, you are leaving them, and you are searching for the new flowers. That's your nature. You are a simple insect. What Srimati Radharani is speaking, it's very hard to understand. It's all described in Shastra, but it's not easy to understand. From Chitrajalpa, the way of speech where she is speaking as if she is seeing pictures in front of her, she's now entering into Parajalpa, into extensive speaking. So Srimati Radharani is saying, listen, Bumblebee, you should give up a friendship with that cheater, Shri Krishna. It's all right, you accepted his friendship, but understanding his bad qualities, you should give up the friendship with him. You should give up the friendship with that cheater, Shri Krishna, and stay aside on your own. So in this way, Srimati Radharani keeps speaking, and her moods keep changing. Sometimes she's thinking this small bumblebee, and it is trying to offer obeisances at my feet. It's not proper to chastise it so much. So what is Shri Radharani saying now? She's saying, look, those who possess two feet, they are very knowledgeable. By two feet, we consider it to be a human person. Having two feet, they are knowledgeable. But those who possess four feet, look how nicely Srimati Radharani is speaking. So she is saying, those who have four feet, they are animals. And you, speaking to Bumblebee, Shri Radharani is saying, you are having 6 feet. Bumblebees, they are having 6 feet, three on one side and three on the other side. 6 feet. So those who are intelligent, they possess 2 feet. Those who are animals, not being intelligent, they are having 4 feet. But you bumblebee, Srimati Radharani is saying, you are not even an animal. You are animal 1.5 times. It means you are having even less intelligence than unintelligent animals. So what is Srimati Radharani saying, being absorbed in her transcendental moods? Which kind of examples is she giving? She's saying, in my vision, you're not animal. You are animal 1.5 times. So you are trying to speak that old katha about that cheater Krishna to us? Go. Go to that, those ladies of Madhuvan, meaning to on those ladies that lives that live in those forests of Madhu city or Mathura city, because they newly got the friendship association of that cheater Krishna. So the katha that you are speaking about Sri Krishna, that's new for them, and they would be very happy to hear it. And they would give you so many gifts. They actually still don't know the real nature of Sri Krishna. So instead of trying to speak all that katha to us, who already know it all, you should go to those ladies of Mathura who don't know about Sri Krishna. All that katha is new for them, so they will be very happy to hear it, and they would give you so much felt, so many jewels as a gift. That cheater Krishna, he gave us so many difficulties. They put us in so much distress. He has left us in the forest. We have suffered so much from him. He gave us so much distress, and at the end he has left us. So that's his fault. First, they attract someone. And then fulfilling his own desires, then they send those persons that they enjoyed in the ocean of distress, the ocean of suffering, and he leaves them. So what new are you going to tell us about that cheater Sri Krishna? We know about him so much. And you are not able to understand our feelings. He has left us in the pain of separation here, and you're trying to speak to us about him to even increase our pain. Go away from here. Go to Mathura and speak all that to them, to those ladies of Mathura. We don't have anything. We are living here in the forest. Even if you speak to us, we don't have anything to give you. Go to those wealthy ladies of Mathura and you speak to them. They are not aware of who Krishna in reality is, so they would be so happy to hear your katha about him. And they would gift you so much wealth. So don't try to speak about Sri Krishna to us. We know everything about him. Go away from him. Go away from here. Go to those ladies of Mathura. And go and speak the katha of your friend Sri Krishna to them, to those ladies of Mathura. So go away from here, from where you have come. So in this way, speaking to Bumblebee, the mood of Srimati Radharani is changing all the time. Now she was describing the faults of Sri Krishna. So she is saying, O Bumblebee,
তারা বন্দনা করত কি তার বর্তমান স্থিতির উপরে রাজার প্রশংসা বর্ণনা করত।
শ্রীমতী রাধারানী ইজ গিভিং এক্সাম্পল that the persons that are staying with the king, that are having the service to glorify him, the Shastra is calling them Magod. So what are they doing? They are speaking really nicely, very nicely about the king. They are glorifying him. They keep glorifying him and being satisfied with them. He is gifting them so much wealth. In the Shastras, glorification of Sri Krishna's bhaktas is being described. So many shlokas, glorification of the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna. But here, in this Brahmar Gita, Srimati Radharani, in her supreme love for Sri Krishna, she's actually chastising him. And these kind of descriptions, where Srimati Radharani is chastising Krishna, calling him cheater, are actually the most glorious glorifications of Sri Krishna amongst all the Shastras. The king, when he is hearing all those glorifications of his servants, he is very satisfied, and actually his ego is being uprised in this way. If someone would speak nicely about us, we would think, oh, this is so nice, and our ego will grow. But this example of Sri Krishna is such that he himself, he is actually the Supreme Lord. He is glorified by everyone. Srimati Radharani, although it seems that she is chastising Sri Krishna, in actuality, these expressions of hers are the greatest glorifications of Sri Krishna. In her separation from Sri Krishna, she is lamenting, she is chastising Sri Krishna. And externally, it looks like the greatest pain and distress. But when afterwards she herself and her gopis would again meet with Sri Krishna, they would be merged in the greatest nectar, in the greatest bliss of union again. So this deepest separation brings the greatest, the highest bliss in the moment of union again. So Srimati Radharani is saying, you are shaking your head as if trying to tell me something, she is saying to Bumblebee. So in this way, she is speaking to the bumblebee, expressing all these deepest feelings towards Sri Krishna. Although it sounds as chastisement of Sri Krishna, but actually this is her glorification of Sri Krishna, her prayer, her worship of him. Srimati Radharani, she is not different from Sri Krishna. She is his own bliss-giving potency. There is description in the Shastra about direct worship of Sri Krishna. And it's very hard to do. But there is also the way of worshipping Sri Krishna through Srimati Radharani. And it's very easy. Direct kind of worship of Sri Krishna is very hard. So it's necessary to have the mediator. When entering into process of bhakti, what is necessary? The first thing is to accept the shelter of the real Sadguru. If we would think the holy name is powerful, I'll just keep chanting the holy name and reach Sri Krishna. But that's not the way that's recommended in the Shastra. Sri Guru is the servant of the Lord. So everyone, all the devotees that entered all the four sampradaya, for all of them, in Shastra is giving first instruction to take shelter of Sri Guru. And from Sri Guru, mantras are received to be chanted. So without accepting Sri Guru, without worshipping Sri Krishna through Srimati Radharani, the direct worship of Sri Krishna would be very hard. Otherwise, through Srimati Radharani, accepting Sri Guru is becoming very easy. If we would desire to meet the king directly, it wouldn't be easy. If we would go directly trying to meet the king, it would take us months and months. But if we would develop relationship with king's ministers, with his servants, immediately they would arrange the meeting, our meeting with the king, and it would immediately happen. So in order to enter this kingdom of purest love, of prem, we need to follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani and her gopis. Without that, it would never happen. The best example is the goddess of Vaikuntha, the goddess of all opulence. By now, she still didn't learn how to worship in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani and her gopis. If she would learn that, she would be successful in her desire to reach Sri Krishna. But although she is worshipped by all the chaste ladies, although she is the goddess of all opulence, the goddess of Vaikuntha, she is still not able to gain the association of Sri Krishna because she was not able to follow in the footsteps of Srimati Radharani and the gopis. So that's example for us, that accepting the shelter of Sri Guru, step by step, little by little, we would be able to enter in that kingdom of purest love, the kingdom of Prem. So in this way, accepting of the shelter of Sri Guru and continuing further in this way, under shelter of our Ishvari, of our goddess Srimati Radharani and her sakis, we would certainly be able to enter into the kingdom of purest love and serve Sri Radha Krishna. So tomorrow we are going to continue our katha and we conclude our katha here. By the mercy of Srimati Radharani, tomorrow exactly at 5 o'clock in the morning, we are again going to continue relishing this katha further on. Now we are concluding our katha here by saying Radhe Radhe to everyone.